Hey, love. What are you doing? Are you watching something on your laptop? Is it okay if I come join you? Hi. I was wondering if we could talk for a bit. No, nothing bad or something. No, nothing bad. I kind of want to get something off my chest, and I don't know, I kind of want to start a conversation with you about something. So, the past few weeks, I've noticed a bit of a shift in our relationship. Not that I feel, less loved or anything, it's just that, so we've been spending less time together. As a couple, I mean, we watch TV together, we watch series, we eat together, we still have fun, but it feels a bit less close. And I bet you felt that as well. I just was wondering if there was a certain reason for that, or if you know, if something is maybe bothering you, or you don't feel so, attracted to me anymore or something. It's not like that. Whew. That's good to know. I'm really trying my best for you, and I know you do as well, but sometimes I feel you're pushing me away, and that's not nice. Is there something going on with you I don't know about? I mean, you don't have to explain it to me. It can be whatever. But if you're going through something, then I'm here to support you in any way I can, to love you and to just make sure you're okay. You know? I'm your boyfriend. I'm your partner. Hey, I love you, okay? And there's nothing that can make me feel like I love you less. I promise. Is there, I don't know, is there something that's really standing in the way of you or in achieving something? Or, I don't know, I just really don't know what to say. If there's anything bothering you, I want to help. Of course I do. You're just going through some tough times. Oh. Does it have something to do with, work or classes or, maybe a friend that has dropped you or done something that you didn't like? Or, I see. You just see other people achieving stuff and that makes you feel bad? Oh. No, I get it. I understand. I don't really feel like that, but I have. It's not nice to see other people succeed if you think you're not. But look, baby, look at us. You have a good relationship. You're working towards achieving your goals. And although you haven't achieved that much yet when it comes to that stuff, that's okay. You still have a lifetime for that stuff, okay? It's really just fine. I know you're working hard, and even if you weren't working hard, who cares? I mean, it's not about how hard you work for something or how much you achieve, it's about the goal and making sure that you'll achieve it one day. Just don't give up. Yeah. I'm trying to say is, sometimes we think we're not working hard enough. You know, sometimes we think of ourselves as losers. And sometimes, to be honest, we are losers. Everybody is at one point a loser, or at least thinks that of themselves. But that's okay. Sometimes in life you gotta fail. in order for things to get better. And you're not really failing, are you? You got me. And I love you. You have love, a place to stay, a bed to sleep in, enough food. You have so much. You have basically everything you need as a good start for achieving your goals. So, I think it's a good idea if sometimes you just get a bit easier on yourself. I know that you feel a bit defeated. I can tell. And it's not like it's draining on our relationship, but it makes me feel like you stopped caring altogether about stuff, and for me that's not really a nice feeling. But I want to help you get rid of that feeling. I want to boost you, lift you up, and I know you'll do the same for me. We are a strong couple, you and I. I think we can achieve a lot if we support each other. Don't you think? So, how about instead of locking yourself up in your own little world, watching something on your laptop by yourself, we, maybe I come a bit closer and hug you like this, and I put you on my lap and I look at you deep into your eyes and lift your chin up just like this. Now I got your attention completely to myself, and now I want to say from the bottom of my heart, I love you so much. Do you believe me? Good. Thank you for saying that. For saying it back. Thank you for saying I love you back. That means a lot to me as well. You know? To know that we're still caring about each other. Sometimes we need to learn how to put our phones down. How to stop doing whatever we're doing and just look at each other and realize how happy we actually are together. It's the little moments, you know? Like this. No big goals, no big moments in our life. No, just we. Us. Sitting here. Close, talking to each other. How does this make you feel? Well, being so close to me and, I mean, just having each other's attention fully, without any distractions. Do you feel the need to do something else? Or just want to continue talking to me? What makes you feel better? Exactly. As long as you get that feeling, then you'll be able to enjoy the little things with me. And that's enough, isn't it? Everything else you achieve beyond that is a bonus, but you got this. And this isn't going away. I'm not going away. As long as we both put in effort and keep loving each other and caring about each other, then we're good. Life is good. Doesn't have to be more than that. Listen, I'm sorry to swear, but fuck everyone else. Fuck it if Stephanie achieves her dream of going to med school and graduating. Fuck it if Jonathan has like this huge business going on. Fuck it if Mark has a car. I don't care. Neither should you. Care about me, okay? About us. We have each other, and that should be enough. Anything beyond that is a bonus. Okay? Can I kiss you? I want you to promise me something. Whenever you feel bad about yourself, about anything, about not achieving something, about someone else doing a bit better than you, I want you to tell me. And then we'll talk. Just like this. I promise I'll always take the time to hear you out and to find solutions with you. And all of your emotions, all of your feelings are valid. Remember that one time you got a bit jealous of, well, we'll not get into it, but that's valid too. People get jealous sometimes, and that's not an ugly emotion. That's just something you gotta deal with. Just like stress, anxiety, anger, resentment, disgust of something. Listen, you don't have to deal with it alone. Ever. Okay, I'm here. Talk to me. Whatever it is. It can be whatever. You can be angry at the lady cutting in line to check out at the grocery store or something. It doesn't matter how silly or little it is. If you're dealing with something, if you're thinking about something, want to get it off your chest, just talk to me. Just like I did now. I felt you being a little distant, and I wanted to change that. Don't grip up your feelings, okay? That's all I'm asking. I love you. Your kisses are the best. No matter how bleak things look, how depressing the world is, how alone you feel, how, I don't know, you want something else from life. No matter what feelings you're dealing with, no matter what dark stuff you're going through, I'll be here, okay? Just come to me. And just let me listen to you, or listen to me. Just, I don't know, ask me about my day, and I'll gladly talk to you about it. And just listen to my voice while laying on my chest or something. Anything. At the end of the day, you got me, and I'll be able to distract you or make you feel better. I'll always be here for whatever, okay? Always. I'm not going anywhere. There's nothing that can pull me away from you. Whenever you feel like it, come to me. Instead of locking yourself away, instead of dealing with stuff alone, just come to me. I'll talk to you. I'll always make time for you. Is there anything else that you want to tell me? You want to get off your chest? Something you've been going through, dealing with? Just tell me. Right now. I'll listen. Okay? Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Well, it means a lot that you trust me with that. Thank you. I suggest that we take things easy. You and I. Okay? Step for step, we try to achieve feeling better. It's okay to fail at that, though. You just gotta try a little. And it's gonna be hard, but Gotta go through it. You and I. Together. We're strong. Okay? And I'm here. That's all you need to know. I'm just here for you. You can deal with stuff. You are strong. Yes, you are. You're my strong little Floof. I love you. You just gotta not be so hard on yourself, sweetie. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. If you see that nothing matters and the world's just a playground to achieve whatever you want to do, then it becomes a lot easier. Just think about it. There's 8 billion people on this world. 8 billion. We all have our insecurities. We all have our difficulties. We deal with it and it gets better. And we don't have to do it alone. You don't have to do it alone. Just reach out. Yeah. It can be difficult though, reaching out. In your case as well, but as long as we got something that can make us feel good, make us feel safe, someone to talk to, someone to listen to, music, movies, I don't know, food, drinks, not the bad kind of drinks though, the nice drinks like tea, then it's okay, as long as we got something, right? And if you don't get happy anymore from the big things, then enjoy the small things. There'll always be a small thing to hold on to. Always. As long as you're breathing, always something. I promise. I hope you feel a bit better. I just wanted to say that you should take things easy on yourself. And you should open up. Don't crop things up. It doesn't work. If you're going through something, don't do it alone. I'm here for you, okay? I really am. I love you. And I think you're doing really great. And I think you're a pretty awesome human being. That's why I love you. I have a nice idea. Let's take a bath together. Just you and I, and some hot water. We don't have to talk, we don't have to say anything. You can fall asleep in my arms if you want. Just you and me, close together, naked, with warm water. Just so close and warm. How's that sound? Okay. You can just turn off your brain from this point out and come to the bath with me. I'll undress you. I'll put some nice smelling soap in the tub. Get some bubbles. And I'll massage your shoulders a bit. And you can just relax and turn off your thoughts completely. Okay. I love you. A lot. And I'll always be here. You know that. Whenever you have a bad day, bad feelings, just come to me. It's okay. Just let go and come to me. Let's get you into that bath.